How do you keep people alive when the ground itself is trying to kill them? BBC News reports that Maricopa County, Arizona, one of Earth's hottest places, has actually cut heat deaths by building warning systems, opening cooling shelters, and hunting down the people most likely to die alone. The insight is brutal. You don't solve heat with technology alone. You solve it by deciding which humans matter enough to find before it's too late. Thoreau has the first word on this, then Hypatia.
The thermometer in Concord hits 90, and the town empties for the ponds. In Maricopa County, the mercury kisses 120, and the county opens doors, cooling centers, hydration stations, trucks that find the unhoused where they sleep. You watch the death curve bend downward while the temperature chart climbs. We watch a desert county treat heat like a flood, warning sirens, sandbag shelters, crews who know the washes where people sleep. The intervention is not heroic, it is bureaucratic. A text alert, a bus route extended, a nurse who knows which encampment sits beside the canal. The intervention is bureaucracy that remembers the body. You watch the death curve bend. We watch the temperature climb. The lesson is not that the desert has been tamed. The lesson is that bureaucracy that remembers the body is the only infrastructure that survives the heat.
The desert does not negotiate. We knew this in Alexandria when the Khamsin blew for 50 days and the scrolls in the Musyon cracked at the edges. The body is a bounded system. Heat enters, heat must leave, or the geometry fails. Maricopa County has builder proof. Warning arrives before the crisis. Shade exists where bodies gather. Someone knocks on the door of the old woman who no longer sweats. Each intervention is a necessary step. Remove one, and the demonstration collapses. But watch the variable they cannot control. The temperature rises. The nights no longer cool. The proof holds only while the distance between warning and catastrophe remains wide enough for action. In Cyrene, Synesius wrote that the wells failed before the magistrates could order new ones dug. The astrolabe tells you when the sun stands at its zenith. It does not tell you whether the cooling center has chairs for the 100th body that arrives. We have seen this before. The Serapeum burned because the mob moved faster than the governor's edict. The law was true. The force was faster. Maricopa has matched force with foresight so far. The question is not whether the model works. The question is how long the interval holds between the forecast and the fire.
The story ran in BBC News. Heat waves are becoming the baseline, not the exception. An infrastructure built for cooler centuries doesn't adapt fast enough. That's old news for today.